Chapter 3. In Love with an Actress. 1 month later, Dorian Gray and Lord Henry were in the library of Lord Henry's house in Mayfair, London. Lord Henry's wife was there too. She was meeting Dorian for the first time. "It is good to meet you, Mr. Gray," she said. "Henry often speaks about you. You must come to one of my parties soon. Now, I must leave you because I am having lunch with Henry's cousin, the Duchess. Goodbye, Mr. Gray. Goodbye, Henry."
"Goodbye, my love,"
said Henry, closing the door behind her. Then he turned back to Dorian.
"Never marry, Dorian.
Men marry because they are tired. Women marry because they want to understand men. It is never good."
"I don't think that I will ever marry," replied Dorian. "I am too much in love."
"Who are you in love with?" asked Lord Henry.
"With an actress," replied Dorian, and his face turned a little red.
Lord Henry laughed. "Everyone falls in love with an actress the first time."
"You must see her, Henry."
"Who is she?" his friend asked. "Is she famous?"
"Her name is Sybil Vane," replied Dorian.
"I don't know her name. When did you meet her?"
3 weeks ago," replied Dorian excitedly. "She is wonderful. I watch her every night, and it's because of you, Henry. Because of you, I want to know everything about life and the senses. One evening, I was walking around the streets, and I came to a small theatre. An ugly little man stood outside. His name was Mr. Isaacs.
"Would you like a box?" he asked me.
I went in, and an hour later, I was watching the greatest love of my life. Oh, please don't laugh, Henry. It is horrible."
"I am not laughing at you, Dorian," replied Henry. "But please don't say the greatest love. You should say the first love of your life.
People will always love you, and you will always be in love with love. This is only the start. But please, tell me your story."
"Well, I sat in a horrible little theatre box," Dorian went on. "There were not many people in the other boxes, but the play was Romeo and Juliet, so I wanted to see it. Most of the actors were terrible. But then Sybil came onto the stage. She was Juliet. Oh, Henry, think of a girl of 17 with dark brown hair and a face like a flower. And her voice, it was so wonderful. She is the most beautiful girl in the world."
"So have you spoken to Sybil Vane?" replied Lord Henry.
"Of course I've spoken to her. On the third night, I asked Mr. Isaacs to introduce us. Oh, she was so kind and gentle. 'I must call you Prince Charming,' she said. Henry, I know that her family are poor, Mr. Isaacs told me. But it does not matter. Sybil is so beautiful."
"Well, I must come with Basil to see Sybil act," Lord Henry said. "We will come tomorrow night. First dinner, then the theatre."
After Dorian left, Lord Henry got up and went out. He thought about Dorian all evening. He was not worried about Dorian's love for Sybil Vane.
"It's normal for young people to love strongly," he thought.
But when Lord Henry came home at 12:30 A letter from Dorian was waiting for him on the table.
"I am going to marry Sybil Vane," it said.
"Mother! Mother! I'm so happy!"
cried Sybil the next morning.
"And you must be happy too!"
She put her arms around a tired-looking woman sitting on the sofa in the family's small, dark sitting room. Mrs. Vane put her hand on her daughter's head.
"Happy?" she said.
"I'm only happy when I see you act, Sybil. You must keep acting. We borrowed money from Mr. Isaacs and must give it back to him. He's been very good to us." Sybil laughed.
"Love is more than money. We do not need Mr. Isaacs now. We have Prince Charming, and he is rich. I love him," she said quietly.
"You don't know him," replied her mother. "You don't even know his name, Sybil. James is going to Australia tomorrow and..." The door opened, and a young man of 16 with brown hair came in. He was bigger than his sister, with a round face and large hands and feet.
"Everything is ready, Mother," he said. "I sail in the morning."
Then he turned to his sister.
"Sybil, please will you walk with me?"
She followed him out of the house, and they walked together onto the Euston Road. She talked to him happily about his journey, but all the time she was thinking about Prince Charming. James was quiet, and he looked unhappy.
"You are not listening to me, James," she said, when they sat together opposite some gardens.
"What do you want me to say?"
he asked.
"That you will not forget us,"
she replied.
"You will forget me first," he said. "You have a new friend, I hear, a gentleman. He will not be good for you, Sybil."
"I love him," Sybil replied.
"But you don't even know his name," said her brother angrily. "Who is he? I want to know."
"He's called Prince Charming. Oh, James, you must meet him when you come back from Australia. You will think that he is the most wonderful man in the world. I shall always love him."
"And what about him?"
"He will always love me too."
"I hope so, Sybil," James said slowly.
"Because if he hurts you, I will kill him like a dog."
Her face turned white, and she pulled away. Then she laughed and put her arm around him again. He was just her little brother.